We're up to Pasuk Titvav, which is really the beginning of a new thought. We're up to what's called the 40th chapter, the 15th Pasuk. Hashem is saying to Iyov, the undercurrent of this section is that Hashem is challenging Iyov's Iyov's assumption that he is a complete tzaddik. And Hashem is saying now, if you would have been a complete tzaddik, so then I could have really made everything as sweet for you as you'd like it to be. Take a look. Look at all the great creatures I've created. Hashem says, Hineina ve'emot asher asiti imach. There's this animal that Hashem says He created in the first 6 days of creation, and it's still living. There's some animal out there, I don't know which animal he's referring to, there's some spectacular animal that was granted the longevity that it's living and living and living, and it never had to eat any carcass. It always eats the grass. God always supplies it with enough grass that it's still living. And even though it never had to learn to fight, and it never used its strength, the potential is still there. He has his strength in his loins, so to speak. And his strength is still held within his stomach, so to speak. He's quick to move his tail. Yachpots over here is like yachpoz. He's quick. Zinavo, to swing his tail. And his tail is so big, it's kimo arez. It's like a cedar tree. Gidei pachadav, the the gonads are attached with. It's not veins, it's sinews. The sinews. What? Gidanashe is a sinew that we can't eat. But a tendon, I don't know. So the gonads are held hanging in the sack. The animal's balls are held. It says that although we're supposed to talk lashon nekiyah, that's on condition that people understand what you're learning. If you think that people are not going to understand what you're learning, then you have to spell it out for them. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. It says you only use lashon nekiyah when it won't be at the expense of understanding the Torah. So, at any rate, that's what gonads are. So, his gonads are held hanging by sinews, right? I don't know the exact what. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. And they're so thick, gidei fachadav yisoragu, they're like branches of a tree. Atamav, afikei nechushah. His bones are strong like copper. Giramav, kimtil barzel. And he garim is the Aramaic word for etzim. So the beginning of the pasuk said it in Hebrew. His bones are strong like copper. The conclusion of the pasuk says giramav. That's the strong bones are kimtil barzel. They're like a heavy piece of metal. They're like thick metal. Again, it's the same idea in poetic form expressed twice. Hu reshit darcheyel. God created him first among the animals that God created. Ha oso yagesh chalbo. And he is so powerful that Hashem says, only I who created him can come forward with the sword to slaughter him. Kivul harim gisulo. Hashem says, because Bul over here is like Yevul. The mountains support him with their bounty. So he lives somewhere among the mountains, and that's where he feeds off the bounty of the mountains. The reason he's so strong is because he has plenty of food. V'chol chayat hasadeh yisachaku sham. And although he is so powerful, all the different wild animals, they run around over there, and he doesn't have to, he doesn't gore any of them, he doesn't feel challenged by them, and he doesn't feel like he has to chase them away. So you have the most powerful animal on the planet, the oldest animal on the planet, whatever animal that is, and that animal is so powerful it could destroy every other animal that's in its territory, but it doesn't. Hashem says, let me describe to you some of the fantastic things I have running in my world. Nothing's stopping me from making you have a good and easy and beautiful life. What's stopping me is you, but not anything else. Nothing else is getting in my way. We have to ask ourselves, the answer came in two stages. Meaning, first Hashem said, you don't understand anything. So you don't understand what how I run my world. Then now Hashem is saying, Eov versus Eov, you don't add up to as much as you think you do. Meaning, you're great, you're tzaddik, compared to everyone else in the world, you're great. But compared to what you could be, you're not where you should be. And my judgment is, you're not the tzaddik you think you are. And then we have the beginning of the book. And then we have the question, how does this answer the child that's born with cancer? A child that hasn't yet had an opportunity to do a mitzvah or a sin and is suffering in this world. So we can't bury our head in the sands and imagine that everything's being answered yet. There's still a lot to discuss and to be continued, Bezat Shem.
But it's our job to find the answers in God.